Second down and eight play. Ireland's with the football for the first time tonight. Thrasher looking, throwing over the middle, and it's tipped and intercepted. The pick is made by Matthew Ortiz, the 5'10 sophomore. And our first turnover of the night gives the ball to Vermilion at their own 33-yard line. It was a tipped ball and a very alert play by Matthew Ortiz, the sophomore cornerback for Vermilion. And we welcome you back to Wolfies, Tim Elkhorn, Rob Polinski, and Rob DeRay, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, joining us here at the table. Again, it's our 2015 high school football preview show. A huge thank you to the coaches. What a turnout here at Wolfies as they continue to roll in. So we'll continue to roll on with our conversations with the various head coaches. Rob DeRay, now in his fourth year as the head coach of Vermilion. We were talking about that during the break. Hard to believe this is your fourth year. And we were talking with Kevin Fell and earlier, Coach Stupke at EC, about that program building process. And it takes a process. Where do you feel you are now going into your fourth year in that process, Rob?
You know, I'm very excited where we're at right now. You know, it's exciting time for Vermilion sports in general. You know, we finally got into a conference, and that's going to be not this year, but it's set for the 2016 season. Vermilion will be in the SBC. We got a brand new state-of-the-art field house that was built with a state-of-the-art weight room. Very, very exciting times for Vermilion in relation to the program building. You know, when I took over 4 years ago, you know, one of my, as I said in the very beginning, and I told the community, you know, and our players, I'm not here for a year. I'm here to build a program, and we're going to do it the right year, right way. So going into this season, my seniors know that these are the kids that I came in with. This is my senior class that, you know, when my first year as a head football coach, they were my freshman team. And, you know, they're great kids, and I'm very excited to see what they're going to bring to the field on Friday nights.
Rob, who are those seniors? Who are the key leaders for the Sailors this year?
You know, we got, on the offensive side of the ball, we have seven returning starters on the offensive side of the ball.
Wow.
On the defensive side of the ball, we got six returning starters. That being said, some of those kids are still pretty young. We started four freshmen last year, and on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we have our quarterback returning, and that's Nick Bray. On that same note, we have two kids that are pushing him. And, you know, as I preach every day for our kids, competition breeds success. And we got another senior, Nate Patton, that's pushing him. And we have an incoming freshman named Seth Hurd that is also pushing him. So right now, they're sharing reps each and every day, and they're going to continue to do so. Running the ball for us, we have our fullback back from last year. His name's Kane Zanoni. He started as a freshman last year, and he's going to get a lot of carries this year. At tailback, we have a kid named Eli Balick. He got some carries last year as a freshman. So they're both sophomores that are going to carry the load for us. But again, at the same time, we have some young kids that younger than them that are pushing them. We have a couple of juniors actually pushing them at tailback, and we have an incoming freshman. So we have a lot of competition, and that's what I'm most excited about, at least on the offensive side. Up front, we have four offensive linemen back. Anchoring that offensive line is going to be our two-and-a-half, three-year starter, Jared Wright. He'll be one of our tackles. Our center is back, Brock Nail. Our left guard is back, Liam McCullough. And our tight end is back, and his name is Billy Zabo. And he's getting some competition as well from a fellow senior named Eric Byington. So, you know, that's always a good thing. We graduated Ethan Griffith last year, and Ethan Griffith was our all-state offensive lineman who unfortunately got hurt week three versus Fireland. So the linemen that are not returning right now, there's a big hole right there. You know, that's we're not sold yet on anybody. So, you know, it's some young kids are going to have to step up and fill that void on the offensive line. Receiving core offensively, you know, this is the best group of skill kids that I have had since we've been here. We have two receivers back named two brothers, Justin and Austin Carlson, and have a lot of newcomers. You know, catching the ball is going to be Billy Zabo at tight end, and Eric Byington, who I mentioned before. But we have a newcomer named Caleb Waller, who is going to be a senior. He hasn't played for us, and he's a very good athlete with very good hands. And we also have another kid that came out for the first time who played freshman year, Jordan Buchanan, and a junior named Tristan Mayer. So we got some nice skill kids. We changed some things offensively. So, you know, we used to be wing T. We are now made the transition to spread. So we're going to see how that works on the offensive side of the ball.
Rob?
When you have the question marks that you do on your offensive line, I would imagine that your two-a-days and also the scrimmages are really, really important to find out who can play there.
Of course. You know, our practice schedule, how we do it right now is we tape everything. We have a coach that is just my tech coach. And we film everything in practice, and we grade kids out every single day. And between practices, we will go inside for the hour and a half, and we'll watch that offense and defense, and we'll grade kids out and change the depth chart on a consistent basis. Obviously, we care more about how they perform against another colored jersey. So we'll find that out. We'll find that out soon on Friday night.
Hey, Rob, before we let you go, I want to ask you about your prospects for the upcoming season, because you're coming off a tough campaign, and as you said, the SBC is a year from now, so this is kind of a sandwich year for you, per se. Not that you're going to predict a record, but how much progress, how much improvement do you expect to see this year?
I think we're going to see some serious improvement. Our goals and my expectation for our kids is, and we talk about it on a consistent basis, is one, obviously have a better record than we had the previous year, but even more than that, you know, our senior goals are to be 500 or better. And if we can accomplish that, we'll have the best record in Vermilion in probably nearly a decade. And that is our goals. And I strongly believe that it could happen if our kids buy in, which they are, continue to work, and continue to develop into better leaders on a day-to-day basis.
Are the kids excited? I mean, I know it's got to be tough playing an independent schedule. Just talk about the challenges of that, the fact that you're not playing for a league title. Does that make, you know, I'm not saying you're going to make the playoffs, or, and you're not saying it, but is that really the goal because you don't have a league championship?
You know, we take things a day at a time. You know, we don't talk about the fact that we don't have a league. We talk about let's control only what we can control.
There you go.
And what we can control right now is practicing and giving 150% effort on a day-to-day basis and then getting ready for our scrimmages and, more importantly, getting ready for Clearview August 27th. That's what we can control. Our kids don't even talk about it. Our kids, right now, it's exciting. We got 52 kids, 9 through 12, which is the highest number they've had in nearly a decade from what I hear. So, you know, we're looking forward to a great season, and we're looking forward to competing. You know, the teams we do play this year, you know, schedule's not easy by any means, but we've traveled. Our schedule is actually a little bit more local than it has been the last couple of years. The last 2 years, we've traveled all around the state of Ohio. We actually are fitting into the, I don't know the exact name, but it's the Parma School Conference. So we're going to be playing Rocky River, Bay, Valley Forge,
right,
those schools. And then our independent games are going to be Clearview, Fairview, and Firelands. You know, and obviously one of our kids' goal, no matter what, is we're going to beat Firelands. So that's our goal.
That was well said to wrap things up. You took my last question because I was going to say, how are your numbers? But you said 52, highest amount in a few years.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Great to hear. Good stuff. We appreciate you stopping by. Hey,
thank you very much. And thank you, Wolfies, for holding this nice event.
Oh, very, very well said. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it. Rob DeRay, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors.